It's my honor to present this year for the Christian County Agribusiness the Distinguished Service Award. The recipient this year of the Distinguished Service Award is a native of Christian County. They attended and graduated Christian County High School and Murray State University with a bachelor's degree in agribusiness and history in the early 1970s. While they were attending Murray University, they were a member of the AGR fraternity. After graduation, this person returned home and began farming on his family farm with his dad. Later in his career, he decided that that wasn't the way he really needed to be going. So in the mid-1980s, he was offered a part-time job with the Soil Conservation Service. He worked 1 year at that and was offered a full-time job in 1987 and decided this was the direction he would move his career. He has and is working in Christian County and Trigg, Lyon, Caldwell, Livingston, and assistant counties, other places in the state as needed for Natural Resource Conservation Service. He continues to work with the state, local and state FFA, providing soil identification training, train-the-trainer programs, teaching the teachers about the importance of protecting the land through good farming practices and working with local schools and other organizations. Showing the youth in our area the importance of the conservation of soils and our water. He has also worked with programs for students at Jeffers Bend, developed PowerPoint presentations of many of the practices supported by NRCS, has made itself available to farmers, contract growers, local government projects, and others throughout his career. He has performed or supported numerous other activities bringing to life his nemesis, dirt clod. Many of y'all probably have seen this dirt clod presentation. If we hadn't got it by now, our recipient of the Distinguished Service Award this year is Hugh Martin, Marty Lewis. As some of the others have had to be here, but Marty and his wife of 43 years, Kathy, have four children, Matthew, Sarah, Jacob, and Katie Lewis. Marty has eight grandchildren and one great-grandson. As Marty moves into the end stages of his career, he plans to enjoy his hobby of working. For those of you who know Marty, he's like a bumblebee. He just buzzes from one task to another. He has been a tremendous asset to all the farmers of Christian County and beyond. We will take this opportunity to present this award.
Thank you, George. Thank you. You caught me off guard, Corey. I wasn't expecting all this. I don't have any speeches, and all my stories and jokes are probably too dirty to tell up here. So I want to recognize three groups of people real quick. First of all, I want to recognize my family. Would you please stand up? KP, Matthew, Katie, and Sarah. I knew something was going on because my baby girl, Katie, lives in Owensboro, and she showed up last night, and I said, what the piss are you doing here on Monday night? And she says, I'm going to go shopping. I said, well, okay. And the next group of people I want to recognize is my co-workers. Y'all stand up. Come on, stand up. These are the NRCS people, and we have a blast every day. Where do you get to get a government truck and ride around and snoop around all day and check on people? So we have a blast, have a good time. And the third group I want to recognize is the Christian County folks, the farmers and the agribusinesses. People's been talking about the breadbasket. Well, Christian County is the breadbasket of Kentucky. And you can slide Christian County off in the Corn Belt and wouldn't miss a beat. Wouldn't miss a beat. Everybody stand up. Everybody. Everybody. You're the great Christian County. Thank you very much.